94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So we just had awards given out for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Jenny is here to tell us about it. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You were here talking about your gala a few weeks
we
ago,
did.
Right?
We spoke right before it.
How'd it go?
It was great.
Good.
November 18th.
And did we give the awards out at this gala?
We sure did.
Okay.
Yes.
So for really quickly, let's just rewind. For anyone who is unfamiliar with Big Brothers Big Sisters, let's start there.
Sure. So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a mentoring organization. We work within Berrien and Cass counties to ensure that kids who are maybe facing some adversity have an opportunity to partner with an adult who then can work kind of with a special relationship in their life to make sure that that child is supported through some of the challenges that they face.
Now, we have two people in studio. These are actually our bigs of the year.
That's right.
So this is pretty cool. We get to interview and chat with them and pick their brain a little bit here. But before we meet them, I wanted to know, I guess, what's the criteria? What are you looking for when you choose bigs of the year?
Well, actually, these two were really easy.
Okay.
their longevity and the commitment that they have to their little was just outstanding. Some of the experiences that they've been able to provide for their little were unique, and things that other littles maybe don't have the same mm-hmm. big and the same opportunities to participate in. I think also the relationships that they've built with the littles families have helped them to really cement the relationship and be that special person for them.
Well, I'm going to pick their brains, and then I'll throw it back to you at the very end of this, so maybe how we can get anyone else that might be interested in becoming a big, how they can do so. We have Dan. Can you step up to the mic? All I had down was Dan. What's your last name, Dan?
Dan Gearhart.
You are one of the bigs of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll give you a round of applause. And Anjana.
Yes.
I said it right?
Yes. That's
okay,
correct.
Gupta,
good job. Anjana Gupta. Yeah.
Congratulations to you as
Thank
well.
You.
So I'm going to throw it to Dan quickly, if you don't mind. So, Dan, tell me what made you, I guess, decide to be a big.
When I got out of high school, I joined the electrical union, and I knew once I was done with the school associated to become a journeyman, I knew I wanted to do something volunteer-wise, and mm-hmm. I thought, what better way than to...
Yeah.
Help out kids in the area.
So for someone who's unfamiliar with how the process works, I guess, what kind of things were you asked, or how did that work when you decided you wanted to do it?
I got a hold of their office, and there's some hoops you have to jump through, and they come and check you out and make sure everything's cool, which is a good idea
mm-hmm.
anyways. And
I think that's also, you should understand that is going to take some time. There, like you said,
yes,
there are some hoops to jump through, but that's just making sure that you're a safe individual for the person that
Correct.
You've chosen to
Correct.
Pair up with. Okay.
And then once that's done, you're in the program, and then the ladies in the office help make a match. Mm-hmm. And with me, I feel like I got real lucky with who I ended up with, and I've been with them for 4.5 years.
For
now,
four and
years.
A half yeah. years. Wow.
And get along with the family very well, and mm-hmm. I think they get along with me pretty well. And
good.
I feel lucky.
Seems like you're just family to them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, why did you decide to become a big?
Similar situation as Dan. For me, giving back to the community, being philanthropic, was instilled with me my whole life from my parents. My dad's a first-generation immigrant, and so I think just from an early age, it was always help someone who's less fortunate than you. And so I was very lucky to get involved with this program. I feel it was something I wanted to do since I was probably in college when I was in a sorority and doing philanthropic things all the time. I knew this program was kind of special because it was one-on-one with a child. Not very many programs can do that. And it's very easy to write a check, but mm-hmm. it's not as easy to give your time and just have that quality special relationship with another person.
Well, this is something that lasts a lifetime too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking of if I'm someone listening and I go, I've always wanted to. Now maybe you're on the same page as you guys were. I've always wanted to do this. I've always thought about it. But how does it work? What kind of things do you do? Is it weird when you first meet them? Like, I guess, can you both take me through the process of how it was when you first met them and started to hang out with them, and where your relationship has grown since then?
When we first met, there's naturally getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit awkward at the very beginning, but you get to know each other, and now it's like we're just two friends hanging out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He actually lives on the St. Joe River, so we spend a lot of time on the river.
Mm-hmm.
When we aren't doing that, we just find things to do around town. We actually just went to a Chicago Bears game that we got the tickets at the gala.
Perfect.
Actually, so we just
yeah.
took a trip to Chicago a couple weekends ago. And
cool. Cool. What about you? What kind of things did you do, or what?
For us, I like Dan. I feel very lucky. We had our challenges, but there was a connection right out the gate. Challenges, just like any situation, but personality-wise, it was a perfect fit, which I give the ladies at Big Brothers Big Sisters credit for, because I really do think they try very hard to focus mm-hmm. on personalities so that it is a successful relationship. But we would do a lot of going out to eat, going to the movies. One of the standout things for me is I took her to Grand Rapids for the day, and as we pulled up to the skyline of Grand Rapids, she said, "Oh my gosh, it's like a little New York City." And for me, that just was a reminder that I'm opening her eyes to things that she doesn't get to see all the time. And so it's just those little moments like that where you think, oh man, I just did something good.
Well, to you, it's like no big deal. But when you hear it put in that perspective.
Yeah.
And I wanted to throw it real quick to you. I don't know if you are close to her family as well.
Very.
And I think that's also kind of an important, I guess, topic to discuss, is we think that maybe they don't have family, but that might not always be the case.
In my case, in our situation, that's not the case. She has, her and her mother have a very good relationship, and I'm like a broken record. I give her mother a ton of credit for our relationship being successful. She always accommodates my schedule. If the parent is not involved, I don't see how this could work. So I give the mom a lot of credit, but I also know her grandparents. I know her aunts. I know her cousins. Her family is very supportive of her, and they're at all of her events. I think it's the concept of having someone different. Mm-hmm. For me, it's of a different race, it's of a different culture, different economic status. There's lots of differences that I just think open each other's eyes to a new world, which is really cool.
Dan, what about you?
He lives with his grandparents. Both of his parents got in trouble, I think, early on. And Alec, he was lucky. We were able to make the match right before he turned 13 years old. Which was really lucky, because I believe that's the cutoff for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay.
And the ladies in the office, they called me about this case, and I initially was a little more intimidated by teenagers and thought I would be better with, but we get along great now, and
that's
everything's
a good,
perfect.
I mean, good point and good backstory as well, too. I mean, maybe you are like the actual big brother figure to him. Maybe he sees you more of like a father figure, but either way, just to have someone in his life that I'm sure he can do things with closer to even his age than his grandparents.
Grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about, why would you, I guess, encourage someone to become a big? Maybe they've really thought about it, but they're nervous.
I think it's good for everyone involved. I mean, I certainly see things personally for me that I enjoy from it. And you obviously are making an impact on a child in the area and helping their family situation, whatever their family situation is.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people want to help and sometimes are just scared to do it. But once you sign up, it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Anything else? I think you hit everything.
Yeah, but I agree. I think I mentioned before, I think it's sometimes easy to write a check and you feel like you've done something good. But when I met Koya, it really forced me to start paying attention to how, as a community or a state or a country, how do we bridge those gaps between people who have different lives, whether it's poverty to middle class or, you know, whatever level, how do we bridge those gaps? And because of her, I really started researching that more. And I think it takes spending time with people. It's the human interaction.
It's also that gap of, well, maybe I don't have the money to help out with someone, but I do have time and a personality that is willing.
Exactly. And that's all it takes.
Yeah. And then finally, just before we throw it back to Jenny to kind of let everyone know how we can get involved if we're interested, one more question for both of them. You said that both of you, I guess, I know, Dan, you have been in this, in your little's life for years.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
4.5, I believe.
What about you?
I think we're going on 4.
Okay. Now, is this something that's typical or usual, or does it just happen that your relationship, it's...
For Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Berrien and Cass, our average match is 3 years. So we are above average, which we're really proud of. And I do give credit for that to our case managers who actually work to support those matches and ensure that people have what they need and are able then to feel comfortable and successful in their relationship.
So it sounds to me like you guys just had a close enough relationship to know that you wanted to have them in your life forever.
I utilized the caseworker a lot. The social worker, Wendy, we had some struggles at the beginning that I thought we might not make it through. And I utilized the resources that were given to me by Big Brothers Big Sisters. And that, I think, is what instilled the longevity of our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Same thing for you, or how did... What made you, I guess, the relationship lasting? Or, you know, you still keep in contact, still hang out, obviously?
Yeah, we hang out almost every weekend. I think Big Brothers Big Sisters asks for 8 hours a month, I believe.
It goes to show, though, I can see in both of you that obviously this is not only something that your little has grown from, but both of you have obviously grown from.
Absolutely.
And I think that just is the all-around picture here, is that not only are you helping them, but I think they're helping you in a way,
100%,
too.
100%. I say it all the time. I think sometimes I've changed more in the last 4 years than she has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, congratulations to both of you on being Bigs of the Year. And really, just thanks for signing up to do it and coming to tell me about it today and also offering why others should. Jenny, how can we sign up? How can we become Bigs?
Oh, this is easy. You just have to give us a call. And you can give us a call at our office, which is 269-684-1100. If you want to do a little more research, we have a really great website, and you can check us out there, and that's BBBS, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, BBBSofBC.org.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thanks for bringing them in today. And
thank you.
Have a good Christmas.
Great. You too. Thanks.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.